Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hello, welcome to this episode of Adulting with Ebony. I have a surprise for you first up, which is that this is going to be the second to last episode of this season. There will be one more episode in this season, which will be next week, and that will bring us to 111 episodes, and it felt like a really great place to round up season one and to allow us to go into a new season with a slightly new format with some really subtle shifts and changes. So first up, not a huge amount is changing. I absolutely will still be exploring what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. So this is still a space for you if you are a misfit or a maven or have designs to be a kind of self-actualized, unique human being. Those are my people. You guys are my people. And I absolutely adore you. And I am still completely 100% in love with having these conversations. And with that in mind, I really just want to say that I produce this content week in, week out for almost 111 episodes, right? Every single week. And I don't do it completely alone. I have an incredible team that support me. But we do, you know, and I pay them to do that, but this is free content that we put out each and every week. So if you are enjoying the podcast, if you have enjoyed the last 110 episodes or the last 109 episodes, please, please share, rate, review, subscribe, tell us about it. Every time I get an Instagram message or a DM on one of the other platforms or just a comment telling me how much you enjoy the podcast, it makes it all worthwhile because it is a huge amount of work. And whilst I love doing that, I feel like it's really important to acknowledge the free content that so many creators, content creators, are putting out in the world. And at this point, we still don't have a sponsor for the podcast. And I'm really choosy about that, what that relationship looks like. And I have got a very clear idea of who it is that I want to partner with and what I want that to look like. So hopefully there'll be some traction on that. And if not, we will continue to provide this podcast every single week with some little changes coming up. So I really hope that you stick with us. I really hope that you share this with your friends. If you have enjoyed any of the last 109 episodes, please share it. Please message me and let me know which ones were your favorites and what you've particularly enjoyed and why. And that would be super helpful for me when looking at the rest of the year and scheduling in. And the way that I do that is I batch my podcast. And that means that I'm actually recording this in December so that we can all have a break over Christmas. And I've been doing a lot of internal reflection about what the end of this decade means for me and what it is that I would like to carry forward into 2020. And so as we are now at the beginning of this new decade, what is it that's important? And I invite you really just to take a moment and check in with yourself, like, what was the theme or what was the last decade kind of about for you? If this was a story of your life, what was that section really about? And what's this next section going to be about? What is the theme of it? What's the protagonist of the story that you actually get to do in this section? And for me, that is really an opportunity to look at intention and attention. So what I mean by that is, like, what's your intention? What do you want? What are your goals for the next decade and particularly for this next year, I suppose? But also, like, where have you historically put your attention? And are you willing to put your attention in line with your intention. And what I mean by that is, it's all very well for us to have the intention of creating space in our lives, which is one of mine. But are you willing to put your attention to your schedule and saying no in order to create that space? And that's one of the things that you can hold me to this year. So my intention and where my attention will be going is really about creating space and putting myself first, putting me at the center of my life and of my business. And whilst for a long time, even saying that would have felt selfish, and I still feel weird sharing it out loud, it is the point, right? Like, it is my business. And most of us are in business for ourselves. Most of us are on this kind of entrepreneurial journey because we want to have the freedom to live our lives in the way that we want to live them. And whilst my work is focused on the personal side of that entrepreneurial journey and like what it feels like to be an entrepreneur and all of the relational stuff that comes up when we are on this journey of being in leadership, or being slightly different, like choosing, maybe you're not self-employed, maybe you're not on an entrepreneurial journey, but you are an entrepreneurial, you are entrepreneurial in nature because you are parenting your children in a different way. Maybe attachment parenting is your thing. Maybe like you are someone who is homeschooling. Maybe you've built your own home. But like I feel like the tribe that I have collated are misfits and mavens. They're people doing it their own way, and that we all have an entrepreneurial spirit. And really, my work and the core of Adulting with Ebony and M2M Misfit to Maven, my core program, is really about allowing you to figure out who you are so that you can embody and encapsulate this this kind of sense of freedom and belonging at the same time. And yeah, with that in mind, there's always going to be endings and beginnings. And that's what this really is, an opportunity and a time of, right? Like, it's a time of really starting new things and making sure that the things that we, whether it's personality traits, whether it's characteristics, whether it's behaviors, or whether it's real life, you know, physical things, most of us will have got things that we are leaving behind. And the January is likely to be a period of checking, testing. You know, opportunities will arise where you will be given the opportunity to say, I am sure about this. I am sure that I no longer want to behave in that way. I'm sure that I no longer need this item of clothing or this thing in my life or this person in my life. And so most of us will have decluttered in November and December, and then January and February is really about sticking to that and like nourishing and nurturing the seeds that we have planted for this next iteration of ourselves and this next part of our journey. And so what I thought that I would do for this episode is to look back over the last 109 episodes and like just give you a little piece of my takeaways, I guess, or the important pieces that stuck out from each and every single one. So we started this podcast, like in terms of guests, with Thais, and we talked about bypassing and privilege, and that's something that has continued to affect my journey and be important to me. And I really hope, and I don't necessarily think I've done a brilliant enough job, and I would like to continue to do a better job of making sure that the guests that I have aren't all middle-class white female. I hope that you can see the consciousness that has gone into creating a podcast that isn't just the same voice over and over again. And I, towards the end of last year, I started to realize that some of the people that I was having on are very like me in their philosophy and their thoughts and their, you know, the way that they see the world. And whilst that's wonderful because it reiterates my philosophy for you guys, it's also not always helpful. And so one of my intentions going forward is to have people who are less connected to me and potentially more different, have a different life experience and have got different things to say about. And so talking about bypassing and privilege is something that I still feel is incredibly important, and I'd like to dive into a bit more depth. Then Amy Mitchell and I talked about boundaries and relationships. And again, I feel like this is going to be something that I dive into far more deeper. Listen to my English. With far more depth this year, because there's so much more in that. It's one of the most listened to episodes, the one on boundaries and relationships, because it's so important. So many of us as perfectionists and ex people pleasers have struggled with boundaries and continue to revisit what it means to be in relationship and have great healthy boundaries. And actually that led on to me talking with Nadia Munla about tantrums and about like allowing our inner child to play up and to have a space and to not always be the grown up. And it's so important that your inner 3-year-old, your inner 14-year-old, your inner 7-year-old, whatever it is, gets airtime and gets space, because otherwise we're repressing and we're pushing down. So you absolutely will get more of me talking about inner child stuff and more of me talking about parts integration and tantruming and relationships and just different ways of, you know, adulting and being an adult. Then I ended up talking with Stella Staffy, and we talked about body rebellion and listening. And that was a really nice way into looking at our relationships with our body in a slightly different way. And again, like, this is a topic that's really important. And I feel like physicality and the relationship with bodies and there being a greater spectrum of bodies is, again, something that continues to be incredibly important to me and hopefully to you as well as a community. So I would absolutely love to have more conversations about diversity around body, and that not even necessarily around what bodies look like, but also what they feel like and what we do with them and all of that. So I can see me exploring that in a bit more detail in 2020. I spoke then to Hazel Butler about being different, about bipolar and about being fat. And that was, again, a lovely little continuation of that. And I would love for us to explore some more mental health stuff, particularly around men and mental health this year. That would be a really interesting thing for us to be able to do. And so if you've got any guests that you're like, oh, you must speak to this person, please, as you're listening to this, like, let us know. Get in touch with me. Instagram is the best place. I'm going to be really focusing on Instagram in 2020 and dropping off most of the other social media places. So please come and find me on Insta and let's have a chat there. I then spoke with Eloa and Nige, who at that point were talking about communication and and the communication within relationship. And so again, something that is really worth revisiting again and again and again and again. Talk about money and spirituality with Sarupa Shah, and touched on how the spiritual community and a lot of us who are seekers and who come from the heart and want to be a force for good in the world and want to be the change that we want to see often have money blocks and often have issues around accumulating wealth. And so that was a great episode for us to dive into that a little bit more. Hi, Dr. Anderson and I talked about resilience and how you build resilience and what that looks like in a day-to-day living. And that continues to be something that's incredibly front and center, right? Because resilience is something that we need emotionally, physically, intellectually, spiritually, to ride this roller coaster of life. And so much of the time I talk about being a ninja rather than trying to eradicate the difficult stuff in your life, like training for it. And for me, that's what resilience at its core is about. So I think that it's so important for us to continue to talk about resilience, but to talk about it for every, like, energetic resilience, let's talk about emotional resilience, let's talk about it all in terms of our different bodies and the different planes and different spectrums that we've got going on in our world, and try and see this all in a 360 way rather than it being kind of two-dimensional. Then we had some more talking about money. I feel like we've done You guys want me to talk about money more? Like, is money more important to you than the kind of two or three shows that we've had on it? What else around money is important to you? Like, who would you like me to talk with money about? Because I'm really up for talking more about money, and I'd love to know what haven't we touched on, and what would you like? What would you like me to talk about with regards to money? What do you think people aren't talking about with regards to money? And who would you like me to talk about? Like, let me know. Again, come on Insta and let me know. Then I'm just sort of looking through the list of all the different people that I spoke to and seeing whether there's any others that kind of came out as really important. I feel like the episode with Sam Mant, where we looked at intuition, was really important, and intuition continues to be interesting to me, and I'm curious to unpick it, and I guess that links me. So that was episode, 21, and then further down the line, like episode 57, I spoke to Kat Rose about personality types. And then much later on, I spoke 102 with C.S. Joseph. I spoke about Jungian personality typing, and I feel like intuition, multiple brain integration technique, personality typing are all of us. That's really about awareness. It's really about diving deeper and not just using our head brain to make decisions. So one of the things that you can expect from me in 2020 is to be talking about those different things. Like, I would love to talk to someone about the Enneagram. I would love to talk to someone about human design. I mean, I'd love to talk to them about adulting, but like, it's through the lens of these particular sections. We definitely have someone to come on and talk about MBIT and multiple brain integration technique. I think that would be a really excellent thing to talk about, how we can adult using our multiple brains, how we can adult better using our head, heart, and gut. So you've got all of that to come. Sarah Akwesombe and I talked about yin and yang in business. We talked about her and her husband and how they work together. And I think I probably will be doing a lot more on gender and a lot more on energy and a lot more on like how we can utilize and bring back, like, really explore the masculine and feminine in more depth. So hopefully that's of interest to you as well, because I like to talk about things that you find interesting. I've talked about empowered sex, which was episode 51 with Joyce, and that was such a great episode. She's such an awesome human. So if you haven't listened to that one, please do go back. Talked with Marsha Chandor about stories and storytelling and why it's so important. Talked with Betsy B. Murphy about healing through orgasm. That's episode 4. And talked about trusting yourself with Carly Foster. Carly's one of my best friends and runs Lucky So-and-So, and is just such an incredible human. And we talked about how trusting yourself is so important if you want to live in this slightly different way, if you want to be building a business, or like I said, you know, building a house or moving countries or changing anything really big. Like, there's such a huge component of self-trust in there. What have we also talked about? Finding your kink with Mary England. Talked about choosing not to have kids with Diana Mayer. And that was one of the best episodes in terms of reception. So many of you messaged me to say thank you for talking about that. So if it's something that you would like me to talk about more, then there's also an episode that I did with Alice Rose about infertility and like the fertility journey, and like going on that one. I can't remember what episode it was. Let me just see if I can find it. I feel like it was kind of near the beginning. Anyway, if you search Alice Rose, we're gonna put a whole list up on the website so that you can, because we've moved to a new website now, which means it's much easier for you guys to search old episodes. And I'd like to think that I'd like to think that these aren't all just one and done, that these can last a really long time. So Alice, trying to conceive, was the episode that I did with Alice, and that was episode 39, just in case you're interested. Yeah. So it has. We've talked about so many different things. We've talked about parenting boys with Tosha, and that was episode 67. Talked with Stefanos about being willing and highly involved, and he and I talked quite a lot about the empowered masculine, which was a really wonderful episode. Talked with Charlie Morley, episode 73, about lucid dreaming and shadow work. Talked with Stacey Herrera about sensuality and intimacy and how to improve that in our relationships. Talked about creating that work-life harmony and what that really means with Mark Asquith, which was enjoyable and lovely. We talked about sexy, committed relationships and choosing commitment with Persia Lawson, and that was episode 79. One of my absolute favorite in the last year was talking with Tammy Thomas about joy as a necessity. That was episode 91. And also the inner child with Kathleen Hannigan. So many of you commented on that and how you enjoyed it. There's a piece in there where she talked about relationships and how if we fall on our elbow or we fall on our arm and if we break it and then it heals, over time, like it's a much healthier arm, but it still is susceptible to hurt and more fragile than it would have been if we hadn't broken it. And that emotionally, that's what we're like if we've had something, some kind of trauma or some kind of incident in our past, even if we do the healing work, even if we go to therapy, go co you know do coaching and do our inner healing work, that part of ourselves is often still fragile. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing to share and a really helpful way of sharing it. And then Jo Westbrook and I talked about codependent behavior and her journey with that, my journey with that, and that was episode 93. We talked about the antidote to burnout with Audrey Hulse, which I just loved. She's fortitude and flow, and everything about her is just incredible. She's an awesome and inspiring and interesting woman. 95 was dealing with comparison with Lucy Sheridan, who I also adore. Great, great friend. So, and I know so many of us deal with the comparison thing. So she is a great person to go and check out, and absolutely go and check that episode out. And I suppose that episode with Marianne Cantwell, talking about being a free-range human, talking about capacity with Lisa Fabregat, that was also a lot of fun. There's just been so many interesting conversations that we have had since I started in December 2017, and that is absolutely my plan going forward. I want to continue to have incredible conversations with incredible people in a way that empowers you to be a kick-ass and kind adult. And I would like to think that during the course of 2020, we will be going a little bit deeper with our guests as well. And I'd like to introduce some IDTV topics so I can dive in a little bit deeper. You're also going to get more solos from me. And I'm looking at how I'm going to structure those, because it's funny, when I do solo episodes, you guys all love it, and I get tons of DMs and tons of messages saying, "Love listening to you, we love listening to you." I can tend to get a little bit lost in it. Like, have I just waffled? For how long have I just talked for? How does everyone feel about this? So if you like my solos, please do let me know. I am looking to have some more kind of structure to it, so that I don't just feel like I'm waffling to myself. But again, if there's anything that you want to hear me specifically talk about, or questions that you want me to answer, like, I'm an open book and I'm really happy to answer questions, really happy to give you my thoughts and ideas and perceptions on things. So that is what you can expect from Adulting with Ebony in season two, which we'll be starting the week after next. So next week we have got Jo Casey, and we're talking about feminine conditioning, which I'm hugely excited about. And it is the end. It's the end of this season, and it's the end of so many things in my personal life, and the start of and the beginning of so many new things. And I will talk more about that in the second season. And I want, really, this week, what I would love is for you to think about endings and beginnings in your own life, and for you to look at what you want to stop, start, and continue. What is working? What isn't working? Who are you going to leave behind in 2019 and who are you becoming in 2020? And absolutely feel free to send me a DM, tag me on a post on Instagram. As I said, that's where I'm going to be hanging out much more this year. So please do that. Let's carry on this conversation. And just thank you. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to me week on week. There's some, as I say, some interesting and exciting changes in format coming from episode after next, and I can't wait to share them with you. And whatever you are up to today, I hope that you have an incredible day, and remember that you are hugely joyful and powerful when you are being yourself. Stay wild, stay true, always be unapologetically you. Bye.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.